every day when you come, they will say, go and come back. Come and check it 2 weeks. Come and check it that day. It's hectic. I want everything to be fast. By 1 month time, then I finish registering my land.
For 6 years, 2012 up till now.
You've still not been able to.
Yes.
And what have they been saying?
Oh, that is our technical. They are working on it. So, we want the system to be revolutionized.
Why is there a problem with your land last time?
There's no problem.
You know, sometimes when there are litigations, that's where it prolongs.
No. They have a lot to do. You need to give them more hands here.
Well, I came to register my documents, and you have to do follow-up. Usually when you leave it, you'll not be called. I have been following it about 2 years. Yes, that's the minimum. Some of them 3 years, 4 years, and some even takes further than that, especially where there are issues with the chiefs and other parties.
I've been chasing my land registration document for 2 years now. Nothing has been done. I was in Tema for some time now, only to be told that I have to come back to Accra to come and follow up myself. Thinking that at the end of the day, whatever I started with Tema, I'll go there for my certificate. I've done all that I have supposed to do. I'm told it's at the edge of me getting my certificate.
Those were voices of some frustrated clients at the Lands Commission. Indeed, land registration in Ghana is a daunting task, as applications can take about 1, 2, 3 or even more years to get a land title. The frustrating phenomenon has prompted government's decision to digitize the land registration process to save Ghanaians from unnecessary pressure and delay. The vice president's visit was to familiarize himself with the activities of the commission in order to inform government decision on how to transform the process. He bemoaned the cumbersome nature of how files and documents were stacked at the commission. He said the process must be changed, and with a click of a button, applicants must be able to access information on their land registration process.
Once you go into the records department, it's a very scary situation because there's not enough space there for them to keep the records. And you don't have these records in digital form. So even finding somebody's file can take you more than a month to look for the file. And sometimes some of the files, because of misfiling, cannot be found. And they'll tell you your file has not been found. So we have to change the process. And this is why we are taking this whole issue of digitalizing our land documents in Ghana very seriously. Land valuation. You have all these records in different places. They are not consolidated. We can't continue the same way. This is the year we have to consolidate all the records. So that when you sit at home and somebody brings you a land that you should buy, you can go on your computer and find out who actually owns the land before you can buy. You don't need to come and start the whole process. You can go on the computer, pay your search fee, and find who actually owns the land. It will make our life very, very easy.
The director of the Lands Commission, Ya Ajiman Buedi, was optimistic that with the needed support, operations at the commission will improve. On the allegations of bribery at the commission to facilitate the process, Mrs. Buedi said, although some cases have been reported, clients fail to follow through the process in order to bring perpetrators to book for fear of being victimized.
This is a major allegation against us as officers. Once a while, a case comes across and we investigate. But you know us as Ghanaians, even though they would have made the allegation, maybe they'll write to us. You want to invite them to investigate to a committee of inquiry to look into the case. They will not come to give their version of. They will complain to you. Sometimes verbally, sometimes they write to you, but they won't come to give us the evidence. I don't know. Sometimes they say, I don't want to be the victim. This is how we are as Ghana. It's an allegation. You need to come to the committee of inquiry. But they don't come most of the time.
Mrs. Buedi also indicated that the commission has been able to scan about 10% of documents so far. She said that retrieving of files for processing has been a major challenge for the commission.
Mercy Dakun reporting.